Today's shir in Masechta Erev and Daf Tzadik Beis. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we had learned the Braisa. And the Braisa had used the word Ubimavi Aser. Amar, we learned in our previous shir the words Ubimavi Aser. Then in the Mavi, it's Aser to carry. We had assumed that Pshat in those words were that if there were no shtufim of us, objects that were left in the mavui may not be carried, even if they were outdoors as Shabbos began. Even though, as we've been learning in the sugyas the last couple of days, if something is left out in the chotzer, or in the gagas, in the karfifas, different types of situations, we've learned you may carry those objects. In the mavui, if something was left outdoors in the mavui where there were no shtufim of us, the Gemara is assuming you may not carry it under any circumstances. Lema, says the Gemara, Messiah Leila Rav Zeira Marav. This supports what Rav Zeira Marav taught us. Dama Rav Zeira Marav, Mavishla Nishtatfaba, if there were no shtufim of us, Eim Betatnaba, nothing that's left out there, even if it was left out there from before Shabbos, may be carried, Ella Barba Amos, only for 4 Amos, not anymore. Says the Gemara, Eima, perhaps pshat in the Brice is Ula Mavi Asur, that Chazal said that if you're not allowed to carry, if there's no shtufim of us, you're not allowed to carry from the Chatzur to the Mavi. But not to say that something was left in the Mavi may not be carried under any circumstances. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand the Brice, Haina Reisha, isn't that what was taught in the Brice, the ratio of the Brice, the Chacham said you're not allowed to carry from the Chotzer and the Mavi. So if that's what the Brice is teaching us, isn't that just repetitive? Answers, the Gemara Mishnah Yisrael Yitzchalei. There's a reason to repeat it. But Kamad Tema, were the Brice not to repeat this halacha, we would perhaps think, Ki Pliga Lei Rabban and Rab Shimon, where do we have a machlokes between Rabban and Rab Shimon? Which as we've been learning for the last number of shiurim, going back to the Mishnah, where Rabban and hold that each that the Chatzur and the Gagois are not connected, and Rav Shimon holds they are connected, when there was an Erev made between the Batim and the Chatzur. For as we have explained, under those circumstances, we need to be concerned that there are Kalim that are in the house at the beginning of Shabbos that will be brought out to the Chatzur because they have an Erev. And therefore, Chazal said, you can't carry from the Chatzur to the Mavui, even Kalim that were already outdoors before Shabbos, because on Shabbos there are going to be kalim that will be brought out during Shabbos because of this Erev. Those kalim cannot be taken to the Mavi if there's no shtufim of us. So that's why Chazal said you can't carry from the Chatzah to the Mavi. Aval hechad lo yirvu, when there was no Erev made between the Chatzah and the Bayis. So if there's no Erev made between the Chatzah and the Bayis, there are no kalim of the Bayis outdoors. And therefore, there is no need to be concerned that you're going to carry kalim that were in the bayis as Shabbos began into the mavi, with which there is no shtufim of us. Kamash Malan, that the rabbanon say you can't carry from the chotzer to the mavi, even when there is no erev, and the only concern are kalim that were there out from before Shabbos. But it has nothing to do, suggests the Gemara, regarding the halacha, that may you carry kalim that are in the mavi, that were there as Shabbos began, it may very well be that they could be carried and not be limited, as the Gemara suggested a moment ago, to Dalet Amos. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. Is it indeed the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, the Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that all the chatzeris and gagas you ought to carry from one to the other? And not only does Rabbi Yochanan, as we learned yesterday, hold like Rabbi Shimon, actually everybody paskins like Rabbi Shimon. And now the Gemara is suggesting that Rabbi Yochanan takes his position even a step further, as we learned in the previous year, and that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're allowed to carry those kalim even if an Erev was made. And as we learned extensively in our previous year, if there was an Erev made, we need to be concerned that there were kalim that were in the bayis at the onset of Shabbos, and if there were kelim that were in the bayis at the onset of Shabbos, you may come to carry even those kelim amongst the chatzeris, which on the gagas, which you're not allowed to do if there is no erev. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan teaches us throughout Shas halachic stam Mishnah, and as Rashi in Masechta Beis Daf Beis Amud Beis Divrei Maskil Man explains. Rebbe, we know, was the one that authored the Mishnayos. And when Rebbe authored the Mishnayos, when he saw there was an opinion that he saw was the correct opinion, he cited that opinion anonymously. The reason he did so was that everybody should be prepared to accept that opinion. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan subscribes that whenever we have a Stam Mishnah, that is the way we paskin. That becomes Dalocha. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says that Alocha is Stam Mishnah. But Tanan, and there's a Stam Mishnah that we learned previously in our Masechta. Koisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, if you have a wall between two Chatzeres, Gavai Asara, that's 10 Tfachim tall, V'roich of Arba, and it's 4 Tfachim wide, Marvin Shnaim, these two Chatzeres have to make two separate Eruvim, they cannot connect to each other, V'eim Arvin Achad. Hoya B'roich Shei Peres, if on top of this wall there are peiros, the halacha is elo oilem mekan v'oichlem. The people from one side of the wall could go up and eat the peiros over there. The elo oilem mekan v'oichlem, and the people from the other side of the wall can do so the same. Uvad shloi rida lamata. The fruits may not be brought down. So what do we see? You're not allowed to take fruit from one chatzar. Since you're not allowed to take fruit from one chatzar to another chatzar, so too may you not bring the fruit that's on the top of the wall to the chetzeris that are on the bottom. Now this is a Stam Mishnah. So since it's a Stam Mishnah, da halacha. So now let's think about it. Here we're learning that Rav Shimon holds that all chetzeris are considered one rishus, and you're allowed to carry from one chetzer to the other. On the other hand, Rav Yochanan is passing like a Stam Mishnah that you can't carry from one chetzer to another chetzer. So if we'll say that Rav Yochanan paskins like Rav Shimon only when there was no Erev made within each chatzar. But when there is an Erev made within each chatzar, he will not agree with Rav Shimon for the concern that we keep on repeating, because you may end up carrying even kelim that were in the house to where you may not. So now we could understand how to reconcile that Mishnah with also the Pesach of Rabbi Yochanan, the Lachas Rav Shimon. That Mishnah is talking about where an Erev was made, and Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about when error was not made. But if you're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan said his position even when an error was made, so how are you going to reconcile all of this? Answers the Gemara, Mai Lamata. What he meant to say was Lamata Labatim. They may not be carried into the homes, but they may be carried to the Chatzeris. Why? Because you're allowed to carry from one chatzar to another chatzar under all circumstances. But you're not allowed to carry into the house unless there's a ruvah chatzeris. Ask the Gemara v'tanah Reb Chiya v'lahat shei zeh oimim mekayim v'oichol oimim mekayim v'oichol. When Reb Chiya learned that braisa, which a braisa to explain the Mishnah, he says you may the way to understand the braisa is that you may not go up. You may not ever bring the fruit down. You only can eat it on top. So you see that you can't carry it from chatzar to chatzar. Amalei, so Rav Ashi said to Ravina, v'chi Rebbe Lashana, when Rebbe said the Mishnah, when Rebbe taught us the Mishnah, he never said that. So Rav Chiya Menayin, where does Rav Chiya take that should be the way the Mishnah to be interpreted? The Mishnah means you could take it down to the chatzeris, you can't take it into the bottom. And therefore it's consistent with everything Rabbi Yochanan has taught us. Itmar, continues the Gemara, Shtei Chatzeres. If you have two Chatzeres, the number of homes in each one of those Chatzeres open to that Chatzer, the Churba Achas Beinayim, and there's the Churba in between them, Achas Irva, one of the Chatzeres made a Ruva Chatzeres amongst all of the houses that open up to that Chatzer, the Achas Lo Irva, and one did not make a Ruva Chatzeres amongst all the homes that open to that Chatzer. Amarav says Rav Noisen Oisoy Lezu Shloi Irva. The people who did not make an Erev could take Kalim from their Chatzar into the Churva and vice versa. Ava l'she'irvelo, the one that made an Erev should not be carrying from their chotzer into the churba and vice versa. Why? The reason is, there is no area between the chotzer and the churva. And now, since there are kalim that started Shabbos indoors in this chotzer, why are there kalim that started Shabbos in this chotzer? Because they made an Erev. So the kalim that were outdoors may be transported, but the kalim that were indoors may not be transported. So the one that made an Erev, we have that concern. The one who didn't make the Erev, we don't have that concern. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting that only with the chotzer where there is no Erev may you transport back and forth from the Churba. Otherwise, you may not. So we see that the fact if an Erev was made or not is a very important consideration. But Chibar Rav says, I heard from my father Rav, Af l'she'irva. Even the one that made an Erev, the both are to be traded the same, shtei masuros. Why? Because you'll end up carrying from one chatzah to another chatzah that didn't make an Erev. Vim timer, and if you will ask, maybe the way to understand is to shtei mataris, that both of the chatzeris may use the churba in between. Says the Gemara, if that will be the halacha, then if that will be the case, so even when you have two chatzeris next to each other, one chatzer made an Erev, one chatzer did not make an Erev, the halacha is that one cannot carry kalim that were Rav's opinion, as we discussed earlier and yesterday, is that kalim that are in the chatzer that made the Erev may not be moved to the chatzer that did not make the Erev. Why? Because as we learned in our previous year, Rav is concerned, since that chatzer made an Erev, so you'll find in that chatzer kalim that were in the house, which may not be moved to the other chatzer. Now, if we're going to say the Rav permits us carrying kalim from the chatzer to the made an Erev, to the churba, why doesn't he let you carry him to the chatzah that didn't make the Erev as well? If Rav will not be concerned for that, why should it not be mutter? It must be that Rav holds that both chatzeres may not carry to each other. Even though the chatzah that didn't make an Erev amongst itself, we don't have to worry about kalim that were in the house, but still, if we're going to allow the chatzah that didn't make an Erev to carry to the other areas, then we also may come to allow it the other way. And the other way is Osir. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand. It could be that Rav indeed meant to say you could carry from one to the other. Hossam, when we're talking about carrying from a chatzah that made an Erev to the chatzah that didn't make an Erev, there Rav is concerned. Why? The key of the mintri mani debatim b'chotzer asalafuki. A chotzer in those times was an area which was heavily used. Since it was an area that was heavily used, it's very common that you're going to find in that area kalim that were in the house that were taken out because they have an Erev. And if we're going to allow you to start carrying from chotzer to chotzer, you may also come to carry not just the kalim that were outdoors at the onset of Shabbos, but you'll even carry kalim that were indoors. Hacha, but our Gemara is speaking about a churba. Nobody leaves kalim in the churba. The reason people don't leave kalim in the churba is kiven d'leimantri many the chotzer b'churba. People don't leave kalim. It's a totally exposed area. So the concern isn't there, and you can't compare the two situations. And as Rashbus explains, since kalim aren't left there, it falls into the category of a milsa d'lo shchicha. It's uncommon to find kalim there. And as we have throughout Shas, milsa d'lo shchicha le'gozer b'rabbanim. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. Chiyah b'rav omar af l'she'irva. The halacha is that the two chatzeris are like the churba. And shtei mutaris. And what Rav meant to say is that you could carry from both of them to the churba. Ivim Taimur, And if you'll suggest that maybe what Rab meant was to say shtei masuris, says the Gemara, lefi, because we know Rav holds shein nois l'chotzesh l'over l'chotzesh erva, says the, and therefore, just like he says, you can't carry if an erev was made from one chotzer to another chotzer, you should not be allowed to carry from the chotzer to the churva also. Says the Gemara, you can't compare the two situations. Hosom, kivin the mintri mani the batim b'chotzer, since the kalim of the home find themselves in the chotzer, if we're going to allow you to carry from such a chotzer to the other chotzer, you may come to carry not just kalim that were outside, but even kalim that were inside. Das lafuki, abu churba, loimentri, we don't have to be concerned. Says the Mishnah, gag godl, samach l'kotten. You have a big roof next to a small roof. And the way these roofs are constructed is that there's no mechitza between the two roofs, but the bigger roof has sides that jut out past the sides of the smaller roof. So again, gag godel, when you have a large roof that opens up to the small roof, the loch is gad hagodl mutter. The people who live on the larger roof could take their kalim up to the roof, and the fact that it's exposed to the smaller roof doesn't bother me, because since I have these mechitzas that are jutting out on the sides, that makes them as if it's a separate gag, and as long as the area that's between those jutting out areas is less than 10, as long as it's less than 10 amos, it's going to be considered a Pesach. And if you have a breach less than 10 amos, the halacha views it as a Pesach. Vakotten, but you will not be allowed to carry up kalim from downstairs to the smaller roof, because since the smaller roof is totally exposed to the upper roof, that's why, since it's totally exposed, so it's exposed to a place where you may not carry. And since it's exposed to an area that you may not carry, therefore you can't carry on it either. And Rashi, the Ramaskal HaGodl, explains that this Mishnah reflects even the opinion of Rameya. That even Rameya, who learned at the beginning of this perek, called Gagas Ha'ir Rishus Achas Hein, that all the roofs in the city are considered one Rishus, and they don't affect each other, even when they're completely exposed to each other. That's only, when did Rameya say that? That's only regarding kalim that started Shabbos on the roof. But as I said a moment ago, here we're speaking about kalim that were in the house. Kalim that were in the house and that you want to bring up to the roof, those kalim, it may not be carried on the smaller roof as we just explained. The Rashba also explains the Mishnah like Rashi, and he says that even according to Chamim, that hold each roof is considered a separate Rishus, then according to the Chachamim, the Mishnahs are not only speaking about the Kalim that were in the house, but even Kalim that were on the roof. Since the smaller roof is totally exposed to the bigger roof, you can't carry on the smaller roof. Says the Mishnah, you have a similar situation, you could have a similar situation by chatzeris, not by roofs. Chotzer gol shnifritzer l'ktana, where the larger chotzer is exposed to the small chotzer. But again, the larger chotzer has the side post, the smaller chotzer does not. So the halacha is k'doyle m'teres. People are allowed to carry things from their homes into the chotzer. The fact that it's open to the smaller chotzer doesn't bother me. It's not considered nifratza b'meloya l'mokam asur. It's not considered open to such an area because you have these side areas. But k'tana surah, the small chotzer can never carry anything. Mivnei she k'pischa shegdoyle, it's open to the larger. It's interesting to point out that the Mishnah changes words. By the gag, the Mishnah uses the word gagol samach l'katan. But in chatzeris, the Mishnah uses the words chotzer gadol shenifritz l'katana. So I saw that the Achrayim explain, when we speak about chatzeris, there is a wall But the problem with that wall is that it was breached. By the roof, between the small chatzar and the large chatzar, there's no roof to consider at all. But actually, the two halachas that we just learned in the Mishnah are identical. So ask the Gemara, Lomli Lamisni Tarti, why did the same halacha have to be stated twice? Answers the Gemara, L'Rav. According to Rav, we learned on that pay test a fundamental machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. The machloikis of Rav and Shmuel was that when do we say good asik and when don't we say good asik? And we learned that according to Rav, only when it's mechitzas hanikarois do we say good asik. If it's not mechitzas hanikarois, we don't say it. So says the Gemara, according to Rav, that we don't say good asik when the walls are not noticeable. That's why Ketani Gag Dumya Dev Chotzer. That's why our Mishnah spoke about a Gag and also about a Chotzer. Because by a Chotzer, it's Ma Chotzer Minkra Mechitzta. When we speak about a Chotzer, so it's very obvious what how to identify what are the walls. Af Gag Nami, so too when we speak about a roof, the only time that we could say that the roof is properly enclosed is when we have nechitzas nikaris. If you don't have nechitzas nikaris, then we can't say good asik. Ask the Gemara, Ula Shmuel. Shmuel, who on that shiur taught us that we apply the concept of good asik even by mechitzas she'ena nikaris. What is the reason that the Mishnah is teaching us both examples, both a gag and a chotzer? Says the Gemara, gag doming the chotzer. Ma chotzer de kadar silei rabim. What is the issue that prevents the cotton to be considered independent? Because people are constantly walking over the area that connects these two chatzeres. Av gag nami. When we say that there's an issue with the small gag, when is there an issue with the small gag? In a situation, the kadar silei rabim, that many people are walking there. And since many people are walking between the two roofs, now I have a problem. But if there wouldn't be people walking between the two roofs, then we wouldn't have this concern and the gag could be considered a separate area, even though there are no mechitzas nikaris. But that doesn't bother us, because according to Shmuel, we don't need to have mechitzas nikaris. So the Chelkas Yaakov, in the Shura Tzatshuvas Chelkas Yaakov, Yerudei is Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, uses the concepts that we've been learning in our Mishnah and the Gemara to speak about a Hilchas Mezuzah. He says, we know if you have two rooms that are connected to each other, but there's a doorway between the two rooms, we of course have to put up a mezuzah on that doorway. The question is, on which side do we put up the doorway? We always put up the mezuzah on the right side. Is it to the right side of the small room, or is it to the right side of the larger room? Says the Chelkas Yaakov, our Mishnah and Gemara, as we're getting get deeper into the Mishnah and the Gemara, clearly indicate that whenever we have a small room and a big room, the small room is considered secondary to the big room. The big room, that's why we said that the big carry and the big gag and the big chatzah you could carry, and the small gag and the small chatzah you may not carry. So since we see that the big room is the primary room, here too the halacha will be that the mezuzah should be put to the right side entering the larger room, not to the right side entering the smaller room. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rabbi, Rav Zeir, Rabbi, Rav Chanan, Yosef, Abayi, they were all sitting together, Yosef, Kum, Amri, and as they were learning the halachas that we just learned in our Mishnah, Shmami, Nabim, Masnissen, by learning our Mishnah, the Yare, Gedoy, Lebektana, the larger room is the primary room, and the smaller room is just secondary to it, but the smaller room is secondary to the larger room. So the Gemara wants to teach us, where will we find that this principle, which is so evident in our Mishnah, is relevant l'aloch l'maisim. Says the Gemara, Ketzad, gefonim b'gedoyla, you have grapevines planted under larger chatzar. Also, as Roy as Ketana, we know there's a din of Kali, of Kloim. You're not allowed to mix two different types, a seed with vine. Since the smaller chatzar is considered secondary to the larger chatzar, so if you're going to be planting vegetables in that smaller chatzar, it's as if you're planting them in the kerem. And of course, we may not plant klayim in a kerem. And this halacha will apply, even, says Rashi, divrei hamaskel osur, even if there's a four amma division between the different things that I'm planting, which normally we've learned that we're going to be learning in the coming shiurim even, that when you have a four amma separation, you could plant different things. This case is different. That since the larger chatzar has grapevines planted in it, even if you're going to separate and plant the seeds, the vegetables, four amos away in the smaller chatzar, it wouldn't help you. Why? Because they're considered secondary. There are rishayim that say that if you would have a four amos separation, it would be mutter. Vim zara, and again, going back to the way we're learning the Gemara with Rashi, if you did plant in that smaller area, Zeroyim, Asurim, they would become Asur because of Klayim. Gefanim Mitarim, the halacha is that the Zeroyim are Asur because they're Klayim, but the Gefanim that are planted in the Gedolim are Mutter. They don't become Asur because of the vegetables that are planted in the Ketanim, because when we look from the perspective of the Gedolah, the Gedolah is separate because it has those sides that separate it from the Ketanim. The Achronim discussed this halacha when there would be a problem of climb or not. The Shlomo Zalman Urbach, the Shal Satchuvah Smicha Shlomo, Chelik Aleph Simulamar Aleph, says, we learned in Amasechta that there are dinim of Tzuras HaPesach. We rely on a Tzuras HaPesach when we need to make an Erev Chatzeres around the city. So Shlomo Zalman Urbach says that there's a difference when we speak about Kali HaKerem and we speak about Kali Zeroyim. Kali HaKerem is what we just discussed. If you have a vineyard to bring vegetables into that vineyard, it's called Kali HaKerem. Kali Zeroyim means that you're planting different types of vegetables together. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's a fundamental difference in the halacha of Kali HaKerem to Kali HaZeroyim. Because by Kali HaKerem, the Torah uses the words, Leisizer Karmcha Klayim. That means the Torah is telling us, in a place which is called a Kerem, you may not plant anything else. And therefore, if you'll have a Tzuras HaPesach, even if it's not noticeably different, then it's not called a Kerem. But when we speak about Kali Zeroyim, there the Torah is not concerned, the Torah is much more concerned that there should be no mixture. So even if you'll have a Tzuras HaPesach separating different parts of the Even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach separating different parts of this field, the halacha will still be that if they're not physically separate, you'll have a problem. So according to Rashi, but that is a big discussion. Is there a difference which was planted first? According to Rashi, it makes a difference which was planted first. That if you planted a vineyard in the big chatzar, or whatever you planted first, the smaller chatzar, you're not allowed to plant the other type of min. But let's say you first planted in the ketana, whatever you planted there, even if afterwards you'll plant in the larger chatzar something else, and we're learning throughout this year that the smaller chatzar becomes secondary to the larger chatzar, that din is only if you planted in the larger chatzar first. But if you plant it in the smaller chatzar first, then because I didn't do anything wrong when I planted in the smaller chatzar, therefore the halacha cannot affect if somebody now goes and plants something else in the larger chatzar. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says we always look at the larger chatzar, and we always say that the smaller chatzar is secondary to the larger chatzar, and if the smaller chatzar is secondary to the larger chatzar, it doesn't make a difference which was planted first or second. If the smaller chatzar, if it has a different min than the larger chatzar, that min would need to be uprooted. The halacha is, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in Masechta Gittin, that if somebody wants to divorce his wife, he could put the get into the chatzar of the wife. As long as she is there at that time, it will be considered as if the get was properly delivered to her. So says the Gemara, and again, applying the concepts that we've been learning about chatzar gedayla, chatzar ktana, to other areas of halacha. Isha begedayla, the woman is standing in the chatzar gedayla, v'zara get begtana, and her get was deposited into the chatzar ktana, she's considered miskareshes. Because since, as we keep on learning, the chatzar ktana is secondary to the chatzar gedayla, so when you throw the get into the ktana, it's as if it's in the gedayla. However, isha begtana, if the woman is in the chatzar ktana and her get is in the gedayla is not secondary to the ktana, and therefore we don't have a situation where the woman and her get are in the same chatzar, and if the woman and the get are not in the same chatzar, she's not properly divorced. Now we speak about another shaila. Tzibur begdayla, the tzibur is in the chatzar gedayla, v'shliach tzibur and the chatzar is in the ktana. And in that world, this is the way the Rishonim and Achronim explain this Gemara, the Shliach Tzibur played a much more important role than it does nowadays, because the people were not bekiyim, the people did not know how to daven, so the way they were able to daven was because the Shliach Tzibur davened out loud and it was moitzi them. So the halacha is, yoytzi dei chivosim. Since the Shliach Tzibur is in the Ketana, so if he's in the Ketana, the Ketana is secondary to the Gedoyla, so it's as if he's in the Gedoyla. So they're all together, and therefore, it's considered that they're all together and he could be Moitzi them. However, Tzibur b'Ketana, if the Tzibur is in the Chatzu Ketana, and the Shliach Tzibur is in the Gedoyla, einem yoytzi dei chivosim. They can't be yoytzi tefillah with this Shliach Tzibur. Because, as we keep on saying, the chatzar gedayla is never secondary to the chatzar ktana. And therefore, the tzibur that's in the ktana are not, the gedayla can't be secondary to them. And therefore, the rabbim don't get secondary to the yochid. And the seich tzibur is not standing together with the tzibur. Along the same line, we need to have a minyan. So says the Gemara, if you have tisha begdayla, you have nine people in the chatzar gedayla, the yoch b'ktana, you have one person in the chatzar ktana, the halacha is mitzdarfim. They could combine. Because the ktana is secondary to the gedayla. However, tisha b'ktana, if you have nine people in the chatzar ktana, v'echa b'gedayla, and one in the gedayla, a mitzdarfim. You don't have a proper minyan. Because the yochid who is in the larger chatzar doesn't become secondary to the people in the smaller chatzar. And therefore, you don't have a proper minyan. On the other hand, the nine who are in the chatzar ktana can't become secondary to the one who's in the chatzar gedayla, because you have nine. Nine never becomes bottle to one. And as Tosfos points out, this halacha, the very maskil tisha, is not only when you have nine in the ktana and one in the gedayla. But even if you were to have five and five, as long as you don't have the roiv in the gedayla, you would have the problem. The Gemari says spoke about nine and one, because in the previous case we had to speak about nine and one. So that's why we mention it here too. So our Gemara here has taught us a very, very important halacha about how to establish a minyan. And the Gemara says that if nine people are in the wide room, and one is in the narrow room, you have a proper minyan. However, if there's one in the large room and there's 9 in the small room, then it doesn't, they can't combine to form a minyan. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that the Gemara that we're speaking about is not what we've been speaking about till now. What we were speaking about till now is that the bigger room is wider than the narrow room. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if the only issue is that one is wider than the other, then it would not be a problem. The only time it's a problem is because it's speaking about a situation where you can't combine for a minyan, where the walls of the smaller chatzar shut in to the larger chatzar. But if they don't have such a situation, it would not apply. There's a very important Tshuvas Rashba. The Rashba says that all of the concerns of combining for a minyan is only if they can't see each other. But if they could see each other, then there's no problem. And the Prima Gadim quotes that Rashba l'alocha. So the Beis Yosef quotes an opinion that if somebody's standing outside the shul, you have 9 people in a shul, and one person is outside the shul, you don't have a proper minyan. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, that if the people outside the shul and inside the shul see each other, then they can combine. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, says that this kula can only be applied when you have 9 people that are together and one person is not with them, but he's visible to them. That's when you combine, because you only need one person. You only need one person to be mashlim the minyan. But if you're going to need more than one person to be mashlim the minyan, so that means you're going to have 8 people in the shul and 2 people outside, even though they see each other, the Aruch HaShulchan says, then we can't rely on the kula of the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Prima Gadim. The Aruch HaVachaim says, we could only rely on this method if they could see each other without any obstruction. If you only could see that person, let's say, through a window, that's not considered that you could see each other. The Mishnah Berura, however, points out, the Mishnah Berura does quote the Rashba, but he says that not everybody follows the opinion of the Rashba. And that's why the Mishnah Berura says that when you have such a situation, you should l'chatchila have the person not just stand outside, even though I could see him, and even though I could see him without a window in between, it's best that the entire 10 people should be all in one room. Having said that, I saw from Rabbi Yoshe ben Soloveitchik Zatzal that he was asked a question. Apparently, in the yeshiva where Rabbi Yoshe ben was saying the shiurim, after shiur, they used to daven mincha in a small room in a Beis Medrash Katan. And there were many people that wanted to participate in that minyan. And there wasn't enough room in that Beis Medrash Katan. So there were people that stood outside in the hall in front of the Beis Medrash Katan. And the question, and that's how they davened. They heard and they davened along with the people who were in the Beis Medrash Katan. So Rav Herschel Schechter, in his Sefer Pnine Arav, says that Rav Yoshe ben Soloveitchik Zatzal was asked, are these people who are davening in the hall considered tefillah b'tzibur? They're not in the same room. And our Gemara says we have a concern that if they're not in the same room, is that tefillah b'tzibur? Certainly, as far as answering Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, there's no problem. Because as the Gemara says, that a fila mechitza shel barzel ein mafsekes. So if the people who are out in the hall hear how they are davening in the Beis Medrash, there's no problem that they yotze they're allowed to answer. But the question is it considered that they're davening tefila b'tzibur? So Rabbi Yoshe ben Zatzal said that it is considered tefila b'tzibur, even for those that are davening in the lobby. He says, once you have inside that room a proper minyan, so you are able to consider it a situation of tefillah b'tzibur. Once it's properly considered a situation of tefillah b'tzibur, then it's not an issue that the people who aren't actually in the room are not being yoytze tefillah b'tzibur. In other words, once you have a proper minyan constructed the way Chazal said that a minyan in a room should be constructed, there no longer is a concern of tefillah b'tzibur for anybody who davens along with them. The Maral makes a very important point. He says, this entire concern that we're speaking about, when is it considered that I have tefillah b'tzibur, when is it not considered I have tefillah b'tzibur, is only regarding tefillah b'tzibur. But when we speak about shofar or megillah, there's no point of tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore, he says that if you have a situation where somebody is inside the shul and is blowing the shofar, somebody is inside the shul and reading the megillah, and there's somebody outside hearing that the halacha is that it's considered that they're yoytze. These rules that they all have to be in the same room was mentioned strictly when we're speaking about the rules of tefillah b'tzibur, which we're discussing, have very special rules. But it doesn't apply to other areas of halacha where there is no din of tefillah b'tzibur. The Paiskim also point out that even if a Baal Tefillah stands on a platform, on the bima, which is tall and separate from the rest of the tzibur, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that since they're all in the same room, they're considered tefillah b'tzibur, they're considered all together. There are Paiskim, however, that are concerned that the place that the chazan stands on should not be that tall and wide, that it should be considered perhaps a separate reshus that could bring certain halachic considerations. As we continue discussing separate rooms, there's a question when Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yerodei Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. We know that when a ger becomes a ger, a very important part of the geris is that he should have tefillah, he should go to the mikvah, and the bezdin has to be in the room where he's going to the mikvah. Rav Moshe discusses where you have the bezdin standing right outside of the door in which the person is immersing themselves. So now the question is, are they considered in one room and it'll be a valid geris or not? So Rav Moshe is machmer. There is a tshuva from the Lev Aryeh that says, he's speaking about a chalitza, the halacha is by a chalitza, they all have to be, the bezdin also has to be in the room of the chalitza. He says, it could be, this is very much in line with what we just are discussing, that when we're speaking about hilchus, tefillah b'tzibur, so there are very specific rules, what is considered one place that it should be considered tefillah b'tzibur, and what is not considered one place to be considered tefillah b'tzibur. But the rules that we're speaking about may be limited to tefillah b'tzibur and don't necessarily apply to other areas of halacha that could have different conditions. We, of course, know that we may not say a davar shebekedusha in a place where there's tzoya. As the pasuk says, v'hayu b'achnecha kodesh. So says the Gemara, again, speaking about the Chatzah G'dayla and the Chatzah K'tana. If you have Tzoya B'G'dayla, if you have this Tzoya and the Chatzah G'dayla, also look at Krishma, not only may you not say Krishma and the G'dayla, but you may not say even in the K'tana. Tzoya B'G'tana, but if you have Tzoya and the K'tana, Muta look at Krishma B'G'dayla, then you could say Krishma and the G'dayla. However, even because the G'dayla is not secondary to the K'tana, however, is secondary to the G'dayla. However, there are a number of conditions that have to be met to be able to say Krishma even in the G'dayla. Number one, it has to be that you're saying Krishma four or tefillah, four amos, any davar shebekedusha, four amos away from the tzoya. That you're not allowed to see the tzoya and that you're not allowed to smell the tzoya. If any of these conditions are not being met, then you can't say Krishma even if the tzoya is in the katana and you're in the gedayla. Amlo Abaya.
So we've learned all of these halachas regarding the Chatzah Gedolah and the Chatzah Ketanah. Amar Abaye, so Abaye said to Rabbi Rav Zeira and Rabbi Ben Nachman, in ke mechitza, then what we're finding here is mechitza, that the mechitza creates an iser. She'il molei a mechitza, if we would not consider the parts that jut out from the larger chatzah, the area that juts out from the larger gag, there would be no mechitza, and it would be enough, going back to the first halacha when we spoke about klayim, to be machik abba amos v'zareya, that you just separate by four amos and you'll be fine. And now, yila hashta, because of the mechitza asura. And the question is, doesn't mechitza typically create more of a separation? And here we're seeing that mechitza creates less a separation. Amar Rav Zeira l'Abaye. So Rav Zeira says to Abaye, v'chilo matzina mechitza l'asur? Is that true that a mechitza never creates iser? V'atanan. Chatzah g'dayla sh'nefetzu l'ktana. Doyla muteris. The larger chatzar you could carry, ktana sura, but you can't carry in the ktana. Ilu hishves gufel, but what would be the halacha is if you straighten out the wall, then gdoila nami asura, then you wouldn't be able to carry even in the gdoila, because there are no mechitzas. And since it's, if you took that off, it would be a mechitzas. So you see that mechitza, that creating the mechitza makes that the Gedolah should not be able to carry. Amalei, so you said, Hasam silk mechitza su. It's not that you made a mechitza. What happened there was, you took the mechitza away. And since you took the mechitza away, so now it's considered like one big chatzar. And that's the problem. But it's not that the mechitza made a problem, it's the removal of a mechitza that made the problem.